Spider-Man.
Thank you.
Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
From the rising of the sun to its setting.
The name of the Lord is to be praised.
Better is one day in your courts than a thousand elsewhere.
I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked.
Make me to know your ways, O Lord.
Teach me your paths.
Sanctify us in your truth.
Your word is truth.
From the rising of the sun to its setting.
The name of the Lord is to be praised. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Testament reading for the 10th Sunday after Trinity is from Jeremiah chapter 7. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord: stand in the gate of the Lord's house and proclaim there this word, and say, hear the word of the Lord, all you men of Judah, who enter these gates to worship the Lord. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, amend your ways and your deeds, and I will let you dwell in this place. Do not trust in these deceptive words. This is the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord. For if you truly amend your ways and your deeds, if you truly execute justice one with another, if you do not oppress the sojourner, the fatherless, or the widow, or shed innocent blood in this place, and if you do not go after other gods to your own harm, then I will let you dwell in this place, in the land that I gave of old to your fathers forever. Behold, you trust in deceptive words to no avail. You will steal, murder, commit adultery, swear falsely, make offerings to Baal, and go after other gods that you have not known, and then come and stand before me in this house, which is called by my name, and say, we are delivered, only to go on doing all these abominations. Has this house, which is called by my name, become a den of robbers in your eyes? Behold, I myself have seen it, because
declares the Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle, keep me as the apple of your eye, hide me in the shadows of your wings.
From your presence let my vindication come, let your eyes behold the right.
The epistle is from 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brothers, I do not want you to be uninformed. You know that when you were pagans, you were led astray to mute idols. However, you were led. Therefore, I want you to understand that no one speaking in the Spirit of God ever says, Jesus is accursed, and no one can say, Jesus is Lord, except in the Holy Spirit. Now, there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of service, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who empowers them all in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. To one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge, according to the same Spirit. To another faith by the same Spirit. To another gifts of healing by the one Spirit. To another the working of miracles. To another prophecy. To another the ability to distinguish between spirits. To another, various kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are empowered by one and the same Spirit, who apportions to each one individually as he wills. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 19.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When Jesus drew near and saw the city, he wept over it, saying, Would that you, even you, had known on this day the things that might for peace, but now they are children from your eyes, for the days will come upon you when your enemies will set up a barricade around you and surround you and hem you in on every side and tear you down to the ground, you and your children within you. And they will not leave one stone upon another in you, because you did not know the time of your visitation. And he entered the temple and began to drive out those who sold, saying to them, It is written, My house shall be a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of robbers. And he was teaching daily in the temple. The chief priests and the scribes and the principal men of the people were seeking to destroy him, but they did not find anything they could do, for all the people were hanging on his word. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Thank you.
house.
Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it.
Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
You shall have
no other gods. You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. Honor your father and your mother. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or his manservant, or maidservant, his ox or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Our
Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The last place anyone would have wanted to be in this month, exactly 1,943 years ago, was Jerusalem. For in August of 70 AD, the mighty Roman military machine completed a cruel siege and destroyed the city of Jerusalem. And the worst cut of all was that the temple, the holy temple, the place where sacrifices were offered for the forgiveness of sin, where Jesus himself taught, and where Jacob saw the vision of angels ascending and descending into heaven, was destroyed. So the Roman occupiers set up a barricade around the city and surrounded it and hemmed it in on every side. They tore the buildings down to the ground, and indeed, regarding the magnificent temple, they did not leave one stone upon another. The cruelties of the siege and subsequent invasion are beyond belief. The historical account of the people of Jerusalem, including atrocities upon women and children, are the stuff of nightmares. But what is even worse is the cause of this devastation. For Jesus specifically uses the word because. In this case, the Lord actually answers the question why. Why? Because, says our blessed Lord, you did not know the time of your visitation. The destruction of the holy city and of the temple was a divine judgment of the people for their rebellion. Because they did not know the time of the visitation of their very God, pagans, who worshipped many false gods, would come and destroy the temple built to serve the one true God. And what is even sadder is that this judgment could have been averted. For Jesus warned Jerusalem in a sermon given 1,983 years ago, exactly 40 years before the Romans indeed built a barricade, hemmed in the helpless people, and toppled every holy temple stone to the ground, just as the Lord prophetically warned. This judgment could have been avoided had the people heeded the Lord's word, For Jesus called the buyers and sellers in the temple courtyard to repentance, for turning the house of prayer into a den of robbers. And instead of humbly bowing their heads before the altar, acknowledging their guilt and praying, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, the chief priests and scribes and the principal men of the people were seeking to destroy him. And their lack of repentance led our Lord to weep. Our Lord and his holy angels rejoice over one sinner who repents, but they weep over all sinners who refuse to repent. For lack of repentance keeps forgiveness from being received, and without forgiveness there is no life and salvation. Our old Adam always resists the divine call to repentance. He always seeks to avoid the great truth that we are saved by grace alone, by mercy alone, by the sacrificial blood of the Lamb alone. We are saved as a gift, and part of that gift is that God loves us enough to call us to repent, to give us the opportunity to confess, and the ability to hear those words, which are truly more valuable than all the gold and silver that ever graced the temple walls. I forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. But our old Adam seeks to be forgiven by means of our own deeds, be they our own prayers, our own fasts, our own almsgiving, or our own works that we claim are good, or our own delusion that we keep the commandments. Our Lord called the Pharisees to repentance for putting their faith in their works. Our old Adam also looks to ourselves in the form of who we are, as if we are saved by our nationality, our race, our political affiliation, or because we have somehow chosen the right church body to join. Our Lord called Abraham's children to repentance for putting their trust in who they were, reminding them that God can turn stones into children of Abraham. Dear friends, we are not saved because we come to church, pray, give money, or do good deeds. Nor are we saved because we are Lutheran, or because we belong to the Missouri Synod. Nor are we saved for any other reason than this: God has visited us. Literally, God has overseen us. God has come to us to become our bishop. God shepherds us pastorally, and he himself leads us to the still waters of baptism and to the green pastures of the Lord's Supper. Anytime we are tempted to take credit for anything, to express pride in anything of our own doing, to see ourselves as worthy of anything other than eternal damnation, we need to repent. And the good news is that our loving Father calls us to do just that. And what's more, his Son shed his own blood on the cross to pay the debt we can never pay. Moreover, the Holy Spirit calls us and draws us to know the time of our visitation, so that our conversion to the faith and confession of the pure gospel is nothing to brag about. For our boast is in Christ alone, by the cross alone, through grace alone. And even though the temple would be destroyed in 70 AD, the Lord Jesus gave the people of Jerusalem 40 years to repent. The Lord weeps and laments at their hardness of heart. He takes no joy in their stubbornness, nor does he rejoice in his own vindication. And even amid the devil's work through the leaders of Judea to try to murder Jesus and silence God's prophetic voice among the people, there were still those in Jerusalem who heard the word, took it to heart, were converted, were drawn to repentance, and were given life and salvation, even as there are to this very day. These were the people St. Luke describes as hanging on his words. This is the only place in the New Testament where this word is used. St. Luke literally says that the people were hanging from Jesus, which St. Jerome translates into Latin using a word that means both to be in suspense as well as to be suspended from. It is as though the people were pierced by the Lord's word and pinned down, held captive to the word of God. His very universe-creating word was binding them in suspense, keeping them from falling. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, our Lord calls calls us to repent. Our Lord weeps over us and gives us everything out of love, even to the point of his being pinned down, suspended, and hanging from the cross, all so that we might be saved. Jesus surrounds us with his love and mercy by means of his word. He allows us to hang on to his word for dear life, life that has no end. We know that the Lord has visited us, and even that knowing is itself a gift. We are saved by grace alone, not by works, but rather in spite of our works, and not by who we are, but rather in spite of who we are. For though because of our sins we deserve to be besieged by our enemies and be left without one stone upon another, our Lord, in his mercy, has instead chosen to build us into the temple of the church, comprised of living stones that are being built up as a spiritual house, to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For wherever people hang on the word of God, there is a new and greater temple, one against which not even the gates of hell shall prevail. For this temple, this holy temple, the place where sacraments are received for the forgiveness of sins, where Jesus himself teaches, and where angels, archangels, and all the company of heaven laud and magnify God's glorious name, that new and greater temple will endure unto eternity. That new and greater temple is our Lord Jesus Christ and his holy bride, his holy church. For he and his bride are one. He is the head. His church is the body. Jesus and his bride, his holy church, are united as one flesh in the most intimate communion. The Holy Communion is the heart and soul of the church. It is what the church is all about. For here in Christ's church is where God visits us with his grace, mercy, and love. Here is where our Lord meets his bride and takes care of all her needs. The church may have programs and committees and social activities, but these things are not what the church is about. The church is about the divine visitation of Christ to his bride at the font, pulpit, and holy altar, where he creates and sustains faith in repentant believers who will dwell with him in the paradise of his eternal kingdom forever. Thanks be to God for bringing us to repentant faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit sanctify us in that faith, now and always. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you.
praying to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the gift of divine peace and of pardon, with all our heart and with all our mind, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the Holy Christian Church, here and scattered throughout the world, and for the proclamation of the gospel and the calling of all to faith, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this nation, for our cities and communities, and for the common welfare of us all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For seasonable weather, and for the fruitfulness of the earth, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who labor, for those whose work is difficult or dangerous, and for all who travel, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all those in need, for the hungry and homeless, for the widowed and orphaned, and for all those in prison, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the sick and dying, and for all those who care for them, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For Joan Birch, Vivian Strong, Marlene Wiltshire, Dick Weiser, Bill Harmon, Dick Kohler, Joyce Kohler, Ella Shaw, Kareen Ellenbass, Tom Ellenbass, Shirley Curry, Scott McCollum, Landon Cole, Fred Glazer, Charles Shaw, Margaret Duby, Lloyd and Lyle Duby, James Whiting, Maxine Collum, Albert Collum, Phil Worsa, Lee G, Sherry Shallop, Joseph Tolk, Elaine Wood, Pastor Dan Chambers, Janine Weiser, Dan Freed, Rosemary Rickard, Joanne Johnson, Sally Messer, Gabriel Blair, Derek Brown, Dustin Majeski, Johnny Pease, and Christopher Shaw. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Finally, for these and for all our needs of body and soul, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
O God, you declare your almighty power above all in showing mercy and pity. Mercifully grant us such a measure of your grace that we may obtain your gracious promises and be made partakers of your heavenly treasures. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Blessed Lord, you have caused all Holy Scriptures to be written for our learning. Grant that we may so hear them, read, mark, learn, and take them to heart, that by the patience and comfort of your holy word, we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. I thank you, my Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger. And I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings and life may please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul, and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen.
Thank you.
the Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless and preserve us.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.